Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, a warm welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today I would like to talk about the horrors of Uvalde, the shooting in Texas. Now, I would be the first to say that we could do with a little less binge drinking in Ireland. But I would never underestimate the power of a social drink, especially amongst young adults. We all went through the phase where we had one too many and ended up getting sick into a bush or waking up the next morning with a jackhammer running riot in our heads and the words, "Never again," issuing from our trembling lips. But the weekend was something every young adult looked forward to. The chance to meet up with friends and share their stories. The chance to meet a boy or a girl who tickled your fancy and who you would never normally, in a sober state, have the courage to look at, never mind cross the room to chat to. Social interaction is such an important part in a young person's life. It is where they learn to mingle and meet people, where they learn everybody doesn't support Liverpool or Manchester City, that we all are individuals seeking to find our place in society, seeking to fit in, to feel part of the bigger scheme of things. We search for love, for a good career, and hopefully the chance to leave this world a better place than it was when we found it. Yet, in the United States of America, the National Minimum Legal Drinking Age, or to use its acronym, NMLDA, is 21 years of age. So, for 4 years after they have reached adulthood, an 18-year-old is denied the right to choose for him or herself. 4 years of being told what they can and can't do. Any of you out there with teenage children will know just how irritating it can be to try and tell a teenager what to do. At that age, they feel they know best, that their parents are stuck in the past, that they are too moronic to see the real world. I hate to say it, sometimes they are right. Not always, but we should at least listen to their genuine grievances. This world will never be a perfect place to live in. There will always be tensions. Look at what's happening in Ukraine right now. And the sad thing is, we all know that weapons do not end wars. They simply kill and maim before the aggressors and offenders sit down at a table and talk. Yesterday, in Uvalde, Texas, at the Rubb Elementary School, 19 children and two teachers were massacred by an 18-year-old boy, Salvador Ramos, who was old enough to enter a store and buy two assault rifles, but was not allowed to buy himself a beer. What is it with the American legal system? That boy was not considered old enough to buy a beer legally in a bar, but he had the right to buy two assault rifles and conduct the carnage he did. Since 2009, there has been 274 mass shootings in the United States. Think about that, 274 mass shootings in the United States. 1,536 people have lost their lives and almost 1,000 people have been shot and wounded. Sadly, too often schools are attacked by disgruntled students, killing indiscriminately, taking young innocent lives before they ever have a chance to venture out into the wider world. How can Americans allow this to continue? And we all know there will be more killings if something is not done soon. For too long, the American government has procrastinated, weighing up its political career against the might of the American gun lobbies. Today, 19 kids and two teachers lie on cold morgue slabs across Texas because of this procrastinating. The time has come to stand up to the gun lobbies. A recent survey suggests that up to 80% of Americans believe there must be more preventions to stop the easy sale of weapons. Surely, now the time has come. Enough is enough. How many more innocent people must perish going about their daily business. I believe if the American government was to do no more than flip the age limit on alcohol and weapons, the rate of school massacres would drop. Young people would have the chance to interact, to loosen up, to talk, to laugh, to listen, to be treated like adults. By the way, that's what the United States claims they are. When the Second Amendment was introduced and ratified on December the 15th, 1791, it read, "As well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Come on, that was 229 years ago. The necessary security for a free state no longer exists. The right to bear arms. Well, for those who want to bear arms, let them. But first ensure that these weapons no longer are capable of firing a single shot, and that those who are issued with guns capable of shooting must first be thoroughly investigated as to their suitability.
Thank you. time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? And where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn?
Let that song be dedicated to all those innocent lives that have been lost in mass shootings. Keep on listening to TRP.